phenomenon. We are up to, I believe, now 14 different states, including
goodness.
New Hampshire. Swansea, New Hampshire gets in, and want to thank Bill in Swansea, New Hampshire. Thank you so much. Also, an anonymous gift coming in from Ohio as well at 888-823-5286. We heard from Ron. Ron also gave us a call. Ron is from Holy Rosary in Portland, so not quite so far away, but thank you, Ron. We appreciate that. Mike, and I hope I get this right, Mike and Remy from Beaverton at Holy Trinity, thank you very much. They are making that gift for Father Tony. And we heard from Robert out in Hillsboro at St. Matthew Catholic Church. Robert, please be assured of our prayers. We appreciate you calling in today at 888-823-5286. And Johan in Lake Oswego goes to St. Rita's here in Portland. Thank you, Johan, for calling us. 888-823-5286. You can also make your gift online, MatreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. And as you said, Brian, new hour, new goal, $3,000 challenge. $3,000 to get $3,000. So we got to bring it all in, all $3,000, which would make it a $6,000 plus hour. And to help us get there, we have got Father Mark from Springfield.
Hi, Father Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Just trying to recover from all of the allergies and stuff.
I bet this time of year there's probably a lot going on down there. But thank you so much for joining us for our spring Share-a-thon. It doesn't feel like Share-a-thon without you joining us. So we've got Father Mark Benz, pastor of St. Alice Catholic Church in Springfield. Father Mark, how is your Easter season?
Oh, it's just been a blast. It's been really good. We had our biggest Easter vigil ever. We had 30 people receive sacraments, just a blowout. It was awesome. Every single mass was just packed out the walls. It was just a great. Yeah.
Father, our theme for this Share-a-thon is renew your hope. And when I think of a parish in our local area that gives me hope, St. Alice just really sticks out to me. I mean, I am always just so encouraged to hear what is going on, how much your parish has changed and grown, and just especially in love for Jesus and the Eucharist. And we have a lot to talk about this hour. So I'm so excited you're with us. If you're listening, you're going to want to give your gift now so you can hear about all the amazing things that are happening at St. Alice, which I think, it's not just a story of, oh, this is a great thing that's happening, but I think it gives us a lot of hope and maybe inspires us to make changes in our own lives. So if you're listening, see that person. Call in at 888-823-5286 or go to MatreDayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app, and that way if you give right now you won't miss anything that Father Mark has to say. I guess first I want to ask you, maybe share just a little bit about the parish for those that aren't familiar and what you have going on at St. Alice.
First with a prayer though, because we always want to give this hour to St. Joseph.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I love that.
The one who's going to make this happen. I always say that I'm not good at raising money, but St. Joseph is pretty good at it, so he knows how to do it. So let's pray. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, we thank you for the gift of this hour, and we ask that you would bless it. St. Joseph, intercede for us so that we would get just enough for the needs of modern-day radio. Thank you for all of your constant protection and intercession for the Church, and we know that you will do so continuing into the future. Through Christ our Lord, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, yeah, well, thanks for the question. It's great to be with all of you again. St. Alice, we're the only Roman Catholic church in Springfield, Oregon, and we've got about 60,000 people in Springfield. But we're a Catholic parish, about 600 families, about half, a little more than half Latino, and it's just a great place. It's a very blue collar parish, a lot of families, a lot of kids, and the last 5 years we started doing perpetual adoration, and that really was the beginning of just a remarkable transformation in the parish. Actually, in 2017, we consecrated the parish to St. Joseph, which is why I always start with St. Joseph prayer, because that was the beginning, really, where he opened the doorway for adoration to begin in our parish, as well as all the other amazing things that have happened. So he's working quietly in the background, as he always does, but no more credit to do. He's been very good to us. We started doing adoration, went from zero to perpetual adoration in 3 months.
Wow.
miraculous. We had one man in the parish, just a really beautiful man that many people know, Carmelo Varo. He's just a lovely Eucharistic apostle. He just shouldered all the nighttime hours for 40 days as a sacrifice, and by the time he was done, most of the hours had been filled, and so we were able to kind of he was the seed that fell to the ground and died. I think he's still with us, but he was the kind of the seed that suffered a lot to bring it about, and so I'm really grateful to God and Saint Joseph for making that happen, because once you have perpetual adoration in a parish and you got people praying around the clock, it just changes the culture tremendously. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a little bit, and then 2020, God started doing a lot more. Kind of just healing miracles started happening when people would pray or during Mass. And so the bishop asked us to kind of create a space outside of Mass for that. And so we started doing monthly healing nights. We actually just had our latest one yesterday. And so God just, he keeps on. We've been doing these things for 3 years now, and they're always just such an amazing thing. And this year, for the Eucharistic year, we've been doing healing Eucharistic processions.
Oh, wow.
And just remarkable. So we might talk a little bit more about that later. But that's kind of an idea of St. Alice. St. Alice is a place where it's adoration. We also are, you know, very much about doing the liturgy the way the Church asks us to do it. And so it's very much Eucharistic focused. It's focused on doing things in the way the tradition tells us to do them, with great reverence and devotion. And I think people are really responding to that. So it's been really neat.
Wow. I'm just, like I said, I'm always so inspired to hear what's happening at St. Alice. And I've been able to go to some of those Eucharistic nights, and they're just so inspiring. And they're the name of them are actually the Nights of Hope and Healing. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Which fits perfectly with our theme of renew your hope. And I do think that people come and they encounter Jesus in a different way in the Eucharist, and they just leave with so much hope. And so I guess, what advice would you give to someone that maybe is looking to grow in their own devotion to the Eucharist?
Well, partly it's two things. One is just, you got to make the time to pray. That's the first thing, is just to go and spend time in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. I think we just have to ask the Lord for devotion. I mean, we have to ask him for the great, because it's a gift. Faith is a gift, and we have to ask for it. I know my life was changed by encountering the Lord on retreat. And so typically what happens in the midst of our busy life is that we don't have the capacity to really listen to God because we're just so busy. And so I really encourage people, I tell people, if you want a healthy spiritual life, you got to have daily prayer, at least weekly Mass, monthly confession, you know, because once a year is not enough, you know. So the saints and First Saturday devotion and First Friday devotion, it was always about monthly confession. So that seems to be something Jesus and Mary both want. So it's probably a good idea. But then the last part do very good is yearly retreat. Mm. I really think everybody needs to go on retreat at least once a year. Priests are required to go on a 5-day retreat once a year. And I'm like, well, if a priest needs to go on retreat to not lose the fire, mm-hmm. what makes us say people don't need a retreat?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we all need to take time away from our regular life to go up the mountain to meet the Lord. Because after the transfiguration moment, then we can go back into the valley with more hope. Mm-hmm. And so I really tell people, if you're lacking hope, you have to ask the question, when was the last time you took some time for retreat? You know, and so adoration chapels are kind of like a retreat in everyday life where you can get away for an hour or two. But I encourage people, because it's been absolutely the lifeblood of my life, to have at least a yearly retreat. I do usually more than one retreat a year because I can't get enough of them, you know, because it's just that time with Jesus is so crucial for us to be in constant. It's like, if you don't take time away with your spouse, if you don't go on dates, the best married couples that I've seen, they continue to date after they're married, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have to ask the question, when was the last time you went on a date with your spouse? If your marriage is getting cold, ask yourself that question. We need to really rekindle the flame and seek each other again. And so same thing with the Lord. We need to rekindle the flame by constantly seeking him out.
That's really great advice, Father. And I mean, during my time in seminary, I always definitely felt like I was really privileged to be able to have so much time and so much access and so many great retreats. I guess, how would you recommend to people who are out there living in the world, who are busy and are having a really difficult time being able to set aside more time for prayer, how would you recommend them to be able to have one of those kind of retreat-like encounters and be able to work that into their busy schedules?
Boy, that's a million-dollar question. We find time,
yeah.
find time for what we love.
Mm.
I mean, the fact is we all say, look, I mean, we make time for vacation, or some of us do, but it's saying, okay, if we want to go on a trip, if we want to go on vacation, we make the time, we carve it out. It's really saying, you know, it's like even with couples, like the example I used before, like, oh, who has time to date every week? It's like, well, it's cheaper than therapy, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I shouldn't laugh, but that's true. Yeah.
Cheaper than therapy, and it's cheaper than divorce for a lot of people. We just have to say, look, we can make excuses for I'm too busy. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that we all make time for soccer practice. We all make time for sports. We all make time for our favorite TV shows. Mm-hmm. We need to make time for God, really, because our priorities and our time reveal what our love is. Now, if somebody's not convinced to go away to Mount Angel for a weekend or to travel to Florida for the John Paul II Healing Institute, which I highly recommend that you go. Actually, the JP2 Healing Center retreats have changed my life, and they now have them virtually available. So you can actually do the Healing Whole Person Conference from the... So check out their website. It's really remarkable. But yeah, there's ways get a taste for the retreats. And once you get a taste for retreats, you never want to give them up, you know. So most people, they just don't know what they're missing until they experience, you know.
Right, absolutely.
888-823-5286. We just heard the phone ring there in the background. Thank you so much for that call. 888-823-5286. Everybody's wanting to hear what Father Mark has to say, hanging on every word, so sometimes the phones go quiet. But you can always go to MonterdayRadio.com. That way you're listening to your radio and still be able to make that pledge online. Or you can use the Hail Mary Media app as well. Patrick Ryan joining us here in the studio. We got some folks that got us on the board.
Off to a flying start this hour. Already have $1,200 in with $1,800 to go on that $3,000 challenge match. Now, again, it's a challenge, so we need to raise all $3,000 to bring in the next $3,000 and make it a $6,000 plus hour. Thanks to Rebecca for helping us on the way. Rebecca at Holy Rosary here in Portland. Also, we heard from Larry and Cindy in Beaverton at Holy Trinity Catholic Church out there in Beaverton. Thank you so much. Just up the road from us. We appreciate those gifts at 888-823-5286 online, MonterdayRadio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app. And again, $1,200 in, $1,800 to go. So off to a fantastic start on this Faithful Friday.
Well, let's make the call now as we go to break, and that way you don't miss anything that Father Mark has to say. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286 or online, MonterdayRadio.com, the Hail Mary Media app. It's the fifth and final day of the Spring Share-a-thon, Faithful Friday here at Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286 is the number to call. 888-823-5286 or online, materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And we heard during the break that we have $680 to go. Now, I'm from next door in the Diocese of Boise, so I don't understand just how much that we... the leverage, I guess, that we have over our audience, but Father Mark, I guess, is a heck of a singer.
Yes, he is.
But we hold him hostage, him and his guitar hostage, that we have to get all of this in order to allow him to sing. So we need to fill up the phone lines. We have to start hearing that internet ding so that we can get all of this in, and that way we will be able to... be able to have Father Mark sing. So before we went to the break, Father Mark Bentz, pastor of St. Alice down in Springfield, our guest. Father Mark, you were talking about these retreats and how important they are. I know for me and maybe some of our listeners today, when you leave those retreats, you have this mountaintop experience that you were describing, but oftentimes that wears off after a few days. So how are we able to maintain that hope and maybe reflect that hope to others after we have that mountaintop experience at a retreat?
It's a great question, and it was what was my whole problem in high school, because I was a retreat junkie. I would go from retreat to retreat to retreat to retreat, and there wasn't a whole lot of change that happened in my life until I went to college and started doing a daily holy hour. Hmm. And that's the key. You have to have daily, consistent prayer, because if you don't, you need the mountaintop experiences to move forward, to get like an advance. But then to maintain that level that you've just received, you've got to seek the daily intimacy piece with Jesus. Otherwise, it's going to fade away. And it's the same thing with your, again, the analogy of a human relationship helps. It's like, look, you go out on this fantastic vacation, you know, with your spouse, but if you then you don't talk to them, except maybe weekly, what's going to happen? It's going to fade, you know? And so we just have to say every day, you need to be talking every day to your divine spouse if you want to have intimacy with them. That's it.
And of course, you have to allow time for them to answer as well, because sometimes I think our prayer life is a one-way conversation that we don't sit in silence and wait for the response.
Right. No, and just if we only talk when we need something, you know, then that what kind of a relationship is that? It's a transactional relationship, and spouses start to get tired of it, right? Thankfully, our divine spouse is not tired of us. That's really great. But we have to say, look, if we don't have the daily consistent time for conversation, then we don't have the space to have the really important conversations because we're always dealing with the most urgent thing right now. And so it's the same. It just really is. If we want a healthy relationship with God, it's just more communication. It's more listening. It's more speaking. It's all of it.
Yeah. God needs to be the steering wheel and not the spare tire in the trunk that
we just turn to
in an emergency. Right.
For sure. He's either an added feature of my life or he is my life. You know, and those are the things.
Mm. Thank you, Father Mark. And, you know, one of those tools I think that we can use is Catholic media. And, you know, obviously take some time away from media for silence and prayer, too. But, you know, we really seek here to help make the Lord more in the center of your life. If you're listening to Catholic programming, if you're learning about your faith, if you're praying along with the radio or on the app, that can be a way of keeping the Lord front and center in your life. So if you're listening and you want to help do that for yourself and for others, please call 888-823-5286, or you can use the Hail Mary Media app. We have 1680 to go. We really want to hear Father Mark sing at the end of this hour. Or trust me, you don't want to miss out on that. So please call now or go and give online. Father, you were speaking earlier about at the Knights of Hope and Healing, where you have Eucharistic adoration and you started to incorporate a Eucharistic healing procession. And maybe you can talk a little bit more about that. And I think that's something I think people would love to hear about.
Oh, absolutely. No, the format is pretty simple. We have a rosary at the beginning, a bilingual rosary, and then after that we'll have some music and song, praise of the Lord, and then all the short teaching, and then whatever God does. And so it's kind of like listening at that point, okay, what does the Lord want to do right now? And then we'll lay hands for healing, or we'll pray in general for people's healing, however the Lord leads. When we started the Eucharistic revival year, we decided, well, let's do a Eucharistic healing procession and bring the Blessed Sacrament around the church, and people like the hemorrhaging woman can reach out and touch the humeral veil as it passes by. It was such a phenomenal experience the first time we did it. There was a man in our parish from Guatemala, and he had broken his kneecap. So he fell off a ladder, and he shattered his patella, and he was going to have surgery. Mm-hmm. And obviously, because, I mean, there's no putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. You can see in the x-ray, it's just like split down the middle. There's nothing putting that together. And we were praying for him, and he went to the doctor for the surgery, and they're like, we don't have to put a plate in here. There's new bone here. We can't explain it. And but he was still in pain, and he was in a brace. And so this is 3 weeks after he's fallen off a ladder and shattered his patella. The Eucharistic procession comes by. He reaches out. He touches the humeral veil. And he felt power go through him, and like he was oppressed in his mind and like just was sad, and like the Lord took the sadness and the pain went away in his knee. So he took off the brace and he walked, and you can see the testimony on YouTube. Mm-hmm. That you see, you know, but it's just like, that's the most remarkable one that I'd seen of just like the healing power of the Eucharist. But there's several others. As I mentioned, we just had our last healing night, and it's amazing. We had a guy who's been suffering from Parkinson's. He's in a wheelchair. Mm. He's been coming for about the last month or so, and he's been saying,
oh, they got it.
Oh, he's freaking out a little bit. We'll pray that's the Lord. I think that's the Lord.
They're celebrating that.
Very good. But what was amazing last night, because he's been in a wheelchair bound, and he's been in incredible pain during the time of praise when we were just singing. We were asking, hey, did anybody receive anything while we were praying? So I came here with sharp shooting pain all over my body, and like it just left during the time of praise. And then the Eucharistic procession, and then when he came up for prayer ministry, you know, he walked back to his wheelchair unassisted.
Wow.
And it's like when he started coming here a month ago, he couldn't walk, you know. So it was like, I mean, so like it's not done yet, but it's one of those things where just seeing the growth that's been happening and like just seeing his hope increase because he was away from the church for a while. He's starting to come back, and just God has been doing a gradual healing him, and as he's been seeking to return to the faith, like he's been just gradually getting more strength, which is just really beautiful to watch God's mercy toward him. It's just really awesome. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful, Father. And we're still processing all the video because a while back I took some video for Mater Dei Radio down at St. Alice, and I actually got to speak with the man who had the healing in his kneecap, and I got to sit with him. I got to see his x-rays. You had someone else come in who, I think, is a physical therapist and could actually point and show me the differences. So we're still working on producing that because
why do you get on that? Yeah,
let's do that. I know. Well, you know, if we get if we get some funding for people maybe want to
call right now and support Mater Dei Radio.
There we go.
This amazing interview done.
Yes, but we hope to share that because I mean, but for me that was so moving to talk with him and just sit there and to see that and actually like see the proof of that was just incredible. And and so we definitely want to share stories like that and that story in particular. So please call now 888-823-5286, or you can give on the Hail Mary Media app. And Pat's here with an update.
We have gotten a flurry of calls coming in. Sherry gave us a call from Vancouver, goes to St. James up there on the other side of the river. Sherry, thank you for calling 888-823-5286. George and Kathy, fellow Tiger Guardians, calling in. Thank you so much. Great to hear from Tigard. They go to Our Lady of the Lake in Lake Oswego. Thank you, George and Kathy. Mary gave us a call from Springfield, Oregon. Goes to St. Alice there in Springfield with Father Mark. Thank you, Mary, for giving us a call. 888-823-5286. And Larry and Cindy in Beaverton at Holy Trinity Catholic Church. Thank you very much for your generosity. You can make the call 888-823-5286. Mater Dei Radio. .com and the Hail Mary Media app, because we need your help to close $880. That's what's left on the challenge.
Okay.
$2,120 in, $2,120 in, $880 to go for the $3,000 challenge. We get all $3,000, we get another $3,000, so it's a $6,000 plus hour. And like you said, Sarah, you know, video editing and video storage. Really,
Our limitation, and you know, I've said this before, that we have so many things we want to do and stories we want to share, but you know, we do come up against a very real reality that you know, we need the funds to continue to grow into video, especially, and the computer storage and the video, you know, equipment, all of that is really important. So I mean, we're so grateful.
I want to see this footage.
I know,
this sounds amazing.
I know, it's on my computer. So but you know, this is the type of thing that we want to continue to do. We keep adding more things, and we're so grateful for everyone that has given so that we've been able to do what we have in the last 34 years. But we want to keep growing. We want to keep expanding. But we really do need the support and the resources to do that. And because that does take money. And so we really encourage you to please call in 888-823-5286.
880 to go. And not only do we reach that big goal, but then we get to hear Father Mark sing.
That's right.
And that's probably the most important thing that we're waiting for this 10 o'clock hour, is to hear that. But we can't unless we match that goal. So if we do the heavy lifting first, get 3,000 in, then we get an additional 3,000. I think we're just going to go ahead and take a break now, and then that'll give you that opportunity to make that call, make that pledge of financial support. So make the call now. You won't miss anything, including the song, because we are hopeful that you will respond during the break and get us that remaining 880 to go. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Back with more Faithful Friday from the Spring Share-a-thon at Mater Dei Radio.
And we are back for this 10 o'clock hour. I am Brenda. I am the Morning Blend host along with Pat. You know, we start every morning, hopefully getting you to work and to school and to start your day with the joy of our Catholic faith. And, you know, it's wonderful that we have opportunities to talk with Father Mark Bentz. He joins us periodically through the year. I love to be able to have Father Mark Bentz a homily highlights.
Oh, yes.
We get to have him on the air, and it's just such a wonderful way that the God's message can reach beyond Springfield, beyond Cottage Grove, beyond Eugene, even beyond our Portland metro area in Southwest Washington. Those message of words and hope and of God's message can be stretched around the world. So, Father Mark, it has just been such a wonderful hour. I'm just joining in now. I took a little break out there, but I've been listening. I've heard the bell ring. Phone calls have been coming in, and you're very close to getting Father Mark to sing $880, Sarah.
$880. We're so close. But don't wait, because we want to make sure there's enough time to hear Father Mark sing and that we don't have to rush him. So please call.
Unless you don't.
That's not true, Father. Well, so please call 888-823-5286 or go to MaterDeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary media app. Father, in the last hour, we were talking with Father Tony Galati, who, as you probably know, was the station director here at Mater Dei Radio. And he was speaking of, and Brenda, you were here for more of this conversation, but he was speaking about when we brought KMME on online and we were able to broadcast down further south in the Willamette Valley to, you know, the Springfield, Eugene area. And he said something that struck me, is that the evil one did not want that station there. And immediately things started happening, just, you know, that had to be somebody messing with us. And we continue to see that. You know, there are things that happen that we have to, you know, keep that on the air. And I think it's doing a lot of good. And that's maybe why the devil doesn't want that happening. But maybe, Father Mark, you could speak a little bit to the importance of having Catholic radio and maybe some of what you've seen in your area because of that.
Oh, sure. I mean, people are listening to radio all the time, or they're listening to just music all the time, or listening to all kinds of things that are not helpful. And people are lost in the world, and they're just kind of channel surfing. Having Catholic radio to land upon is just, it's a key evangelistic outreach. It's really important. But even more so, what I see, the big thing that's helpful is that, especially for our shut-ins and our homebound who are here, like, Catholic radio is a lifeline. You know, Catholic programming that comes to them is just, it's so key to keep their hope alive. And so I definitely have seen that it's just, it's good that it's here. I know I personally just receive a lot from, like, Call to Communion and a couple of the other programs that are on. And so there's something for everybody, and I do appreciate the variety of the programming that's offered. So it's been good.
It is good. It is good that Mater Dei Radio is here. It is wonderful that Father Mark Bentz is joining us today. So we've got a little over 15 minutes left in this hour. Thank you so much for that call. $880. That's what we need to get in, and then we'll be able to rejoice with a beautiful song with Father Mark. 888-823-5286. What portion can you take?
Now, the last couple of hours, we've had matching funds, but this is a different hour. This is a challenge. So we have to raise $3,000 in order to get $3,000 to make this a $6,000 goal. So if we don't get that remaining $880, not only do we get to hear that beautiful song from Father, but we also don't get those matching funds. So we really need to keep our foot on the gas here these final 15 minutes to ensure that we get all of that matching fund, and we definitely want to hear Father Mark sing. But we need to hear from you, please, at 888-823-5286. Let's hear that phone ring. Or you can always go online to MaterDeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary media app.
Well, I know you've got a map, Brian, so mark another state off, because we just heard from Gilbert, Arizona.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah. Leland and Corinne called in.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. I knew you'd recognize that, Father Mark, because this is in Thanksgiving for Father Mark. Aww. So thank you, Leland and Corinne in Arizona. I think 14 states now?
At least.
14 states we've got in on the Share-a-thon. Hey, our good friend Joyce in Happy Valley. Joyce, thank you so much for giving us a call. She goes to Christ the King in Milwaukee. Thank you, Joyce, and all the team out there at the Marian Prayer Center in Milwaukee. They gave us a call at 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, the Hail Mary Media app. It is busy, 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 and we've got $540 to go to get all of it in the barn. We are so close, but we need you. It's a $3,000 challenge. We raise $3,000, we get $3,000. That's how it works. And then, on top of that, the cherry on top of the sundae, we get to hear Father Mark sing.
Ah, want to hear that. So please call right now. We want to make sure we have time, and we do not want to rush Father Mark. Make sure he has plenty of time to sing. Father, with the theme being Renew Your Hope, I know we spoke a little bit about hope in the parishes, but maybe you could speak about, you know, what does the virtue of hope mean for you in your own life?
Well, I think it's been tied in with just we are hopeful because we have a memory, right? Hope is situated in the memory, and so salvation history is meant to give us a reason for hope, even if our own personal history is not full of good experiences, right? So that's what the gift of the scriptures and the gift of our church is that even if I have had a tremendously horrible childhood, even if I had a terribly horrible experience growing up, whatever it is, there is always reason for hope, but it might be harder to see in my own personal life. But if I look at the experience of the church, of the wider body of Christ, I can see God's saving activity, and I can look and see, I mean, even just last night, we were talking very much, we have right now, we're gifted that somebody brought us the Shroud of Turin Institute. They gave us the life-size replica for this week of the Shroud of Turin. And so we just really talked about that in the context of Eucharistic adoration, of saying, how did this image get created? Well, this image, we don't know exactly how it got created, but the best guess right now is that it's several billion watts of vacuum UV radiation, that basically the whole body that was wrapped in the shroud emitted light from every part of it, and in a 3D way that the cloth collapsed inward on the body as the light was being emitted. So you have a couple things going on here. You have the body is becoming mechanically transparent so that cloth can pass through it, and it's emitting this amount of light that is only light radiation, because if it were heat radiation, it would totally incinerate the shroud. And so they're saying, okay, it's a burst of light. And what does our Lord say? I am the light of the
world,
right? You know, and it's like, well, how bright is that light? Well, in the light of transfiguration, right, when the disciples go up the mountain, they see a bit of that light, and it's so blinding. And we're like, yeah, the first moment of glory is going to be the light of God. And just seeing that the Lord promises, you know, the Father has given to the Son life in himself, and he can give life to whomever he wishes. And so the proof of that is the resurrection, right? And so then we look at the Shroud of Turin, we see that God is capable of doing this, and in fact he is doing it. And when we look at the Eucharist, we see that is in fact the Lord pouring forth his grace right now from our altars. So the light of God is being poured out. And so, like, if you're sad about anything, it's like you're not remembering who you are, and you're not remembering who your God is. Like, we have to go back to him, because that's the foundation of our hope, is to look to him, and that you may be enlightened, right? Put your cares upon him, because he cares for you, right? You know, so if we're lacking hope, it's usually because we're relying upon ourselves or our own way of trying to figure out how my history makes sense. But when we look at him, his light irradiates all of our history, quite literally.
Wow.
And gives us grace, you know. So I'm just, like, nice hope and healing, but just perpetual adoration, just all these things, like, and just seeing God's grace active through the working of his ministers in the church and through the sacraments. The sacraments, the catechism says, are powers that come from the body of Christ, right? So it's like the power that would just burst forth on the day of the resurrection is in the Eucharist. It is in confession. It is in baptism. His power is pouring out through these things. Even if you've never seen a physical healing before, you recognize that through every sacrament that is celebrated by the church, that his power is still pouring out. So we have reason to hope then, because he hasn't abandoned us. He's right here.
Wow. Thank you, Father Mark. I think people are responding to those words, as we can hear, and we look to the Lord, and his power is poured out onto us through the church and through the sacraments. And yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
And I think the thing we look at, and I even talked about it last night, so you can look it up if you want to go to our YouTube channel, you can see the healing night last night, but just was bringing up, like, the reason why there's a lot of miracles that happen right now, and it's not just in our parish, but all throughout the United States and in Catholic and Protestant context, there's a lot of healings that are happening. A lot of miracles that are happening, and we wonder why. We look in the Bible, there's three times when there's a lot of healing miracles. It's the Exodus, the time of Elijah, and the time of Jesus in the church. And in every one of those times, it's because there is unbelief, paganism, and idolatry, right? And there's this emphasis on trying to show who the real God is, right? First over the gods of Egypt, and then Israel has abandoned God, and so Elijah's calling him back from the prophets of Baal. And then Jesus, he's coming into a very conflicted time in Jewish history where they've been corrupted by political power, and so he's calling them back to the original holiness and showing them that I am God, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus, and so we see that in those times, God pours out a lot of miracles to make a point, to say who he is, to show his identity, because we've forgotten. And so I look and see the reason why there's a lot of healings happening right now is not because we somehow are a very faithful place. It's because actually we're an unfaithful culture that is in need of God's mercy. And so you recognize this, that, like, if we want hope, we got to, like, turn to him, because he's calling really loudly. So we just need to respond to him so that he can actually do the work he wants to do in us.
Well, God is calling us, and people are calling the station. Looks like we've
That's
got
right.
240 to go. We've had a few more calls, but we don't know what those amounts are. So 240 left for this hour, and we're getting close to when we'll have Father Mark sing for us.
I think we are just so close. And in fact, so many things have been coming in already. I think that we're just looking through the window. We're just waiting, Brian, to see if Pat will be giving us the thumbs up, but we don't know yet. So what is it? 240.
240 left.
So that is the last thing that we know. $240 is what we need. Can you call right now and just say, I'm going to take that last $240? Can you call right now and say, I can take $24 and give it to you every single month for the next 10 months? We would so appreciate that. We need to know here in the next minute or two, because we want to give Father Mark plenty of time to give us that Alleluia song, that blessing song, that song of gratification. You know, God blesses us, and then, well, the blessings overflow.
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Listen to that.
Another bell for this hour with Father Mark Benz. And along with that,
We got the thumbs up.
We got a big thumbs up. Father Mark, did you hear that? We got that goal. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you, St. Joseph. He's always good. He always gets right on the end of the tunnel. Right there. So.
Yes, he is. Well, Father, if you've got your guitar out, we'll go ahead and maybe sit back and listen to you play a song for us.
Right. Well, I think that's time to do a little Alleluia, just a little classic from Michael W. Smith.
Oh, wonderful.
He's good.
Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty Satura me. mighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Father Mark. That was just beautiful. Alleluia. Jesus is risen. Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful gift of music and just the gift of your time and just everything you do as a priest for our church. We just really appreciate. Could you please end us in prayer before we let you go?
Of course. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Almighty God bless all of you who are listening, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Thank you very much, Father.
Welcome.
What an incredible hour. What an hour of blessing poured out. Now, I just could raise my hands in prayers and thanksgiving. What a beautiful gift. Not only is Father Mark's ministry, his priesthood is so invaluable to those in need, his voice, a voice that is a gift from heaven that he uses to glorify God. What a powerful way to end that hour, Patrick Ryan. Isn't that incredible? This is one of my favorite hours when Father Mark joins us.
It is always something I look forward to, especially hearing him, Father Mark sing. That is the highlight for us. And we have several people we want to thank in addition to Father Mark for lending us his talent for this hour. Michael in the Knights of Columbus Council in McMinnville, that's Council 1623 at St. James in McMinnville. Thank you for your gift. We're challenging all knights today to step up and help us out. Also, Yvette in Eugene at St. Jude's in Eugene. Thank you, Yvette. Loves Father Mark. So thank you very much for that. Christino in Gresham at St. Henry Catholic Church. Thank you very much, Christino, for giving us a call at 888-823-5286. Hey, from our board of directors, getting in online at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app from down in Eugene. Thank you, Donna. We appreciate your generosity and your service to our ministry. That's my boss, so I better behave. Bill and Julie got in online from St. Jude in Eugene. Thank you so much, and thanksgiving for the ministry of Mater Dei Radio. Thank you very much, Bill and Julie, for the encouragement. And we heard from Nellie here in Portland at St. Rose of Lima Parish. Thank you so much, Nellie. Please be assured of our prayers. Thank you very much for your generosity. They're still writing out there, so I got a lot more thank yous to get to. What an hour. We just blew it out there at the end with that bell ringer. It took us way over the top. So, wow.
Oh, our cup runneth over.
Again,
that's like, okay, God, here's our cup. We need you to fill it. You know, God will not be contained. God goes, oh, I can give you blessings.
And
but
will
then,
not be done, outdone in generosity either.
That's it. And so we are so appreciative of all those who pledged this hour. Oh, it was fabulous. I was so excited. I feel, though, a little bad because you guys did do a lot of work. And then I came in at the end for the celebration and song.
It was a work. We had a great time talking with Father Mark. And he's the one that played the guitar and sang for us. So
I'm still dabbing my eyes. That was beautiful.
It was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing like holding a guitar hostage to raise money at a charathon, right? Absolutely.
Did he talk a little bit about his guitar?
No, we didn't talk about it this time. We'll have to ask next him that next time.
Yeah, but just that. Yeah.
Oh, I hear him.
Father, you're still there. Tell us about your guitar. This is really beautiful.
Yeah, well, the guitar was a gift from my uncle. So he's kind of a guitar collector, and he's been giving gifts as wedding presents to the other nieces and nephews. And he's like, an ordination is like a wedding, isn't it? And I'm like, yes, it is. He went and bought us, made a special guitar for me that has the seven sacraments on the guitar neck. So they're in inlays. And so it's really beautiful. So it's kind of a sacramental evangelistic kind of prayer instrument. So.
Yeah. Thank you. So what, again, so
I would love
beautiful.
To see that.
Yeah, it is. It is a wedding. It is a wedding.
No, it is. It's like I said, the priest is meant to be in the person of Christ and as the bridegroom, and who's wedded to the church. And you see that most fully in the bishop, who has a wedding ring with his diocese, so he's espoused to the local church. And so you see that is the charism of the priesthood, is to be wedded to the church. And just as religious sisters they're married to Christ, the bridegroom, priests are the other direction, so they're espoused to the church.
Hmm.
That is so powerful. Thank you so much, Father Mark, for all that you provided us this past hour. And we appreciate your ministry, and we appreciate your prayers, and, of course, that gift of song to wrap it all up in a nice, neat bow. So God bless. Thank you so much. And we'll talk again down the road. Great.
Sounds good. And you're always welcome down here at St. Alice. We got lots of fun times. You're always welcome to come pray. Doors are open 9 to 5, and adoration's going on all the time. So.
Excellent. All right. We're going to head into a new hour. Yes, we are going to stay on the air for another hour. We've got a special treat for you. We'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. So make the call now, 888-823-5286, or go online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app, as we continue on through Faithful Friday, the fifth and final day of Spring Share-a-thon at Mater Dei Radio.